Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 71.
I want to thank you for watching and listening to this Table Talk on this podcast. And of course, you can see other things that we have by YouTube, by Facebook, by Instagram, and I pray that they'll be a help to you. We're sharing about what do you do when trouble hits your life? Is there a way out? Are you in a box? You're painted yourself into a corner and you cannot get out. Well, we can get out because we have someone named Jesus that has made a way before us in order to make life good here on this planet called Earth. I know a lot of people, they kind of say, well, you know, one day things will be okay. And, you know, when we get over there, hallelujah, everything's going to be one. It doesn't have to be just over there. It can be right here, right now on this planet. He is with you. He really is. Let me share a psalm with you. Psalm 121. 121, verse 1 and 2. Psalm 121 and verse 1 and 2. The Bible tells us that I will lift up mine eyes to the hills from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord. Which one? The one that made heaven and earth. Oh, wow. The one that made the heavens and the earth. Let me tell you a little story. Back before airplane travel was very popular, there was only travel by steamer, by ship, across the oceans. And sometimes it would take days, but weeks, in order to get from one continent to the next. And so when my father was a younger man, he would strike up conversations with anybody that was on the ship, because, I mean, there was no entertainment, no television, no music, no nothing. And it was cheaper to get a berth or a room on a ocean-going freight ship. Not a passenger luxury liner, but on a freighter that also had some extra cabins, and you ate your meals, and that's about it. You walked the deck, stayed everybody's way, stayed a whole lot of time in your own room, and that was about it. But one night, he stayed up just about all night long talking about the things of God and the ways of the world with the captain of the ship. And just before the dawn broke, sun came up, the ship's captain said, "See those stars up there? Those are my gods." Wow. What a thing to say. What a thing to say. Because what if the clouds cover the stars? What if you don't have a proper apparatus beside the naked eye to see those stars? You're in trouble then with your gods. My dad looked at the ship's captain. He said, "Before we finish here today, let me tell you something. My God made your gods. Your gods have no power if my God wouldn't have spoken them into existence." I know there's a lot of power, earthly power in our world. There is political power. There's military power. There is financial power. There's all kind of power. There's only one power that'll stand at the end of time. That is the power of God. The power of our Heavenly Father. The power of His Son. The power of the Holy Spirit. And all the schemes and the devices and the empires of our world will crumple like dust. The Bible tells us at the end of time that every knee shall bow. Whew. Stalin, Hitler, Mussolini, every single dictator, every single despot from the beginning of time, that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. I know that still today some people set themselves up to be God. I'm God. I am the master of my ship. Oh, my goodness, what a dangerous place to be. And what's funny is that after a series of events or bad things happening or they lose favor with the people, that so-called God, that human God, has lost favor or has gone bankrupt or there's a takeover, and they lose all power. They have no power. That's not going to happen to your God. He stands ready to help you through every single thing you're going through in your life. So maybe you're not the titans at the head of your company helm, or maybe you are. But the Bible says that simply call on the name of the Lord. And that's not only for salvation. That's for everything. If you need answers to prayer, call on the name of the Lord. If your thinking is cloudy and there's depression or confusion or any kind of attack against your mind, you can call on the name of the Lord and he can clean the slate, move the clouds away, and be the God that we serve that'll show up and help you when? Right on time. What do? When trouble hits your life, look to the one that paid the price for you. His name is Jesus. I want to thank you for watching. I want to thank you for listening to Table Talk. God bless you.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.